speaking of your aptitude for mathematics and addition there, let's move on to Leaving Cert Reform. An educationally regressive move was how the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland described the now shelved idea that Leaving Cert students would have to sit some of their exams in fifth year. Gabby, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, was keen to say that it had been shelved but not binned.
Yes. So
what were the reasons for hitting pause on this one?
Very much back down on this controversial plan this week for this September's fifth year to sit the Leaving Cert Paper 1 in English and Irish after 1 year when they were in fifth year. Now, this was meant to kick in June 2024, and the minister saying it's been deferred by a year. Look, there was opposition to the plan. Some students and Irish language organisations said the plans were unfair to students, especially those who were affected, for example, by COVID disruption, maybe those that didn't do TY. And the SEC, the State Examinations Commission, also made the interesting point of saying that it might disadvantage boys as well, as they may not be as mature as girls in sitting those exams.
What do you think of that one? As the only woman in studio, sitting amongst a group of boys.
Very mature, of course, so I would have been very well able for the exams. But no, listen, it is a fair point to say, do you know what, if you have 2 years to spend in a curriculum, and by the way, in English and Irish, there's really quite a lot of reading and learning, especially Os Gaeilge,
get paper one out of the way.
But you still have to do the work for it. And I was definitely better in both Irish and English in sixth year than I was in fifth year. I mean, that's just myself personally. But look, I think the minister is very keen to say, do you know what, it's not the end of these plans, they will happen again, but I suppose she has to go back to the drawing board. And by the way, Leaving Cert Reform, she's trying to do something that's really difficult, so I actually would be surprised if there weren't any, I suppose, blocks in the road.
Right. Padraig Tobin will do with a far steady bit, no crama ganjera.
Aniha rivre, aniha rivre.
How are you with this reform?
I think, to be honest, that I think continuous assessment is a good idea. There's no doubt about it.
Is this a continuous assessment?
But personally, I would like to see the exams at the end of sixth year. I do think there's a maturity element of it. I do think as well there's a necessity for students to be able to be a student for a year without an exam on their doorstep too, just for their own development as well. I understand some of these decisions are made to aid mental health issues that children may have, because obviously the Leaving Cert is a big challenge. But I will say that we do have to build resilience amongst children too, because the whole idea of resilience is that we're able to meet significant challenges that are stressful in their own right and overcome them and have a positive experience in relation to that. Because, you know, everybody's going to meet challenges that are stressful in later life as well, and resilience is a key part of dealing with that.
Right. Well, the Leaving Cert is a fair old challenge for resilience, operating on one Mars bar for 6 hours over two exams. We still don't know the genesis of the proposal, though. Carl Crowe, Brian Dobson was asking Norma Foley, the Minister for Education, about this a few times on the News at One, and it wasn't entirely clear what had given rise to this specific proposal. Are you any the wiser?
Well, this has been examined for the last number of years because of all the mental health factors and the huge pressure put on people in the sixth-year grouping. But if you look at the transition year grouping, which was cited by Minister Foley as one of the reasons for pulling back on this temporarily at least, is that that transition year grouping, now in transition year, in March of 2023, they were in first year when the COVID pandemic drew curtains on their school year and disrupted the following 2 years that came after it. So it wouldn't have been appropriate to proceed with that. This is just one reform, and yet all the attention has been on this one. Minister Foley, there's the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. She appointed two students, the first time ever they've had a voice at policy and decision making. And this has been part of a 2 year programme to look at how can we reform it with new subjects like film and theatre, an overhaul of biology, chemistry, moving examinations that would by 2026 be 60% paper examination related and 40% other forms of assessment. These are all positives in my opinion, and these are all about spreading the workload, unburdening some of the pressures. But I think it was right. She's been listening in particular to that student voice and the teachers. She's met them many, many times, and they're saying it's probably too soon, and I think that's prudent. There'll be a little bit of a slowing down, but most of these proposals will still see the light of day, albeit in a different gear that we'd have hoped for.
All right, plenty of positive A on her ear then. Let's not focus on the negative. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the minister has to be congratulated on a level for trying to do something. Because this is a very old, stale exam, which I don't feel is fit for purpose. It stresses people out. It's effectively the same as when I did it almost 30 years ago. And the Taoiseach didn't agree with me when I said that in the Dáil today, but it's true, because a senior Department of Education official was in the Education Committee, and I asked him, is it effectively the same as it was in 1994? And he said yes. We saw through COVID, and again, I'm going back to that, how... you know, flexible the education system can be with different models of assessment. I know they weren't perfect, but certainly they were something that could be examined and changed. And there are very conservative forces in this field who don't want change. And I have to say, and I'm saying this as a Labour Party guy, that the teacher unions need to be started to become part of the solution here, because I don't think currently they are when it comes to exam reform. And I would be, I know they have a difficulty with assessing their own students, I understand that. I know they have a road to travel on this. But to be honest, you know, resisting change when clearly everybody who is anybody from the USRI to other educational bodies who study how we do our exams, it's an old model. It's not producing the best from our students, and it needs to be radically overhauled. See, and in fairness to the minister, she's tried something; it hasn't worked. But I think, you know, the Labour Party are willing to support her in her endeavours.
I think there is a mental health crisis amongst young people at the moment. There's no doubt about it. There was a report done by the Department of Health which showed that 1 in 10 young adults have tried to commit suicide, and that compares to 1 in 100 of in the age group of over 65. 70,000 children are being referred to TUSLA on an annual basis, but I think we're actually looking in the wrong place. Like, there's major threats to children's mental health coming from social media, coming from the isolation that they experienced during the COVID crisis, you know, online pornography, from drugs and from alcohol. Sure, These are the major threats.
Is your preference for once off cliff edge leaving cert like we've had for time immemorial? You just said a few moments ago, and yet I think what the student body are saying is spread it a little bit, ease back a little bit, so that the pressure is weighted across two academic years rather than one academic year.
I do think there's a necessity for a significant element of the marks to come from continuous assessments over the year. But what my view is, on those significant papers, I do think they should be back-ended.
The Oireachtas Committee, mental health supports had recommendations, Cathal Crowe. Just give us one, what Father Tobin was talking about, mental health challenges and resilience there. What would be the most significant change that could be made, provision in schools, that would help students who are suffering or feeling the pressure?
Well, one of the biggest change is actually happening at primary level, and hopefully it'll be integrated right across second level. That's in school counselling support. So Minister Norma Foley has secured in the last budget 5 million. I was a school teacher, but a lot of teachers who did the parallel course to me at Mary Immaculate College did teaching and psychology. And yet, professionally, there was no way for them to practice psychology or any kind of supporting therapeutic roles in the school environment. A teacher knows a pupil best, and we want to see in-school support, and that's something Fianna Fáil about. Right. 5 million euro, it'll mean that when John or Mary or the child has a problem, there'll be someone in school down the corridor who understands them, not everything having to be referred off to CAMHS, a lot of in-school support. That's what happens in the States, in a lot of schools in Britain. We want to see that same model here in Ireland.
Okay.